Captain's log. Stardate 54940.75. In regard to the hazardous nature of this mission, I have sent all my officers on some much-deserved R&R at Starbase 27. I am about to go back into time in Earth's history to learn more about Baron Manfred von Richthofen, the Red Baron. Computer, make your computations for a slingshot around the sun to enable us to go back into Earth's history approximately April 13th, 1917.
Working.
Computer, take us to warp 1. Engage. On my command, go to time warp. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now! Like we have arrived. Computer, try to lock in on any radio signals emanating from the continent of Europe.
Working.
I seem to have found something. Ladies and gentlemen, what I think you're about to hear is a live broadcast coming from somewhere in Europe from the Allied forces. Let's listen in.
We interrupt our BBC broadcast and now switch you directly to our war correspondent in Green Sector 2, somewhere in the trenches of France.
Daphne Crown here, from Green Sector 2. Somewhere in the trenches of France, where in approximately 15 minutes, the Allied armies have planned an all-out offensive to push the Kaiser back to the Rhine. 200,000 troops are gathered around me here, preparing for this biggest single attack of the war. Even now, the artillery is laying down a fierce barrage in preparation for this. We interrupt this behind-the-scenes report and switch you now to the aerodrome at Red Sector 1 for an urgent bulletin.
This is Pierre Leclerc at the aerodrome in Red Sector 1, somewhere behind the French lines. We have just been notified that the Red Baron and his flying circus has taken to the skies and is, at this moment, threatening to make an all-out attack to stop the Allied offensive. As we too well know, the Red Baron is personally responsible for the destruction of 80 Allied aircraft and is, at the present time, the leading ace of the war. This formidable foe must be stopped at all costs. At this late hour, the Allied commanders are gathered together, trying to search out the one solution that will rid the skies of the flying circus and Baron Manfred von Richthofen.
Achtung! Yes, wir singen zusammen die Geschichte über dem Schweinkopf, den Hund und dem lieben Red Baron.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men have never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. 80 men tried, and 80 men died, now they're buried together on the countryside. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody Red Baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died, trying to end that spree of the bloody Red Baron of Germany. A funny looking dog with a big black nose. He flew into the sky to seek revenge. But the Baron shot him down.
Curses filed again.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more. The bloody red Baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody red Baron of Germany. Now Snoopy had sworn that he'd get that man, so he asked the great pumpkin for a new battle plan. He challenged the German to a real dog fight. While the Baron was laughing, he got him in his sight. In a fix, he tried everything, but he'd run out of tricks. Snoopy fired once, and he fired twice, and that bloody red Baron went spinning out of sight. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red Baron was running up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody red Baron of Germany.
We have now leaped ahead almost 1 year in time to the date April 21st, 1918. I'm getting more reports regarding the Red Baron. Let's listen in.
Stuart Wallaby here in Blue Sector 6, somewhere in the Australian lines, where no less than 5 minutes ago, a Red German triplane, smoking badly and definitely in trouble, passed overhead and then went down in some hills between the lines of no man's land. First reports indicate that the downed tripe was piloted by none other than Manfred von Richthofen, the Red Baron himself. We have no way of confirming this, but the general consensus is that no one could have survived the crash, as a large fireball was seen coming up from the hills where the plane went down. Radio Berlin has emphatically denied that the Baron is dead. They do admit that Richthofen's plane was brought down, but they insist that he made good his escape and will soon fly again and rid the skies of the Allies. If indeed the Baron is dead, the planned Allied offensive might proceed on schedule. Here now, from Red Sector 1, somewhere behind the lines, is an on-the-scene interview with a pilot who actually took part in the air battle this morning.
This is Pierre Leclerc from Red Sector 1, somewhere behind the lines. And with me today is one of the Allied pilots who was in the air during today's battle with the Richthofen Flying Circus. Tell me, sir, did you see Richthofen's plane go down? Roger, our Garvey went down like a shot through the clouds in a camel on his tail, giving it to him proper. Yes, but did you see the plane crash? Blimey, no, Gov. I was a bit busy right about then with two of them blighters on my own tail. As you can see, reports from the battle zone are non-conclusive. The Allied offensive must begin. The Red Baron must be kept from the skies. Time is running out as the whole world wonders what has become of the Red Baron.
Ich hasse jede kleinen Hort Snoopy!
You remember that Baron flying high in the sky when Snoopy shot him down with a gleam in his eye. But the German had leaped from his blood-red plane just before it burst into a ball of flame. Snoopy circled back to check his kill, saw that bloody red Baron standing high on a hill. Then he swooped down low, shouted,
"Don't shoot at me!"
The German shook his fist, you could hear him swearing,
"After leaving.
Hey, watch out there, Snoopy, you're really in a mess. You thought you were through with that bloody red Baron, but it looks like he's not down yet." Then a cry went up all over the land. The bloody red Baron would strike again, but brave little Snoopy said, "Never fear." As he headed for his plane, all the people cheered.
Yay!
Hey, watch out, little Snoopy. in a mess. You thought you were through with that bloody red baron, but it looks like he's not down yet. Snoopy blazed a trail straight across the sea, searching in vain for his enemy. Then he found that German trying to fix his plane, a sweating and a flustered, about to go insane.
Pick it!
Snoopy landed for a pistol duel. The Baron was worried, Snoopy was cool. He fired a shot, missed, started to run before Snoopy had a chance to raise his gun. Hey, watch out, Red Baron, Snoopy is on your trail. One of these days he's gonna make you pay, and you'll go straight to hell. Watch out, Red Baron, Snoopy is on your trail. One of these days he's gonna make you pay.
So this is Christmas, and what have we done? Another year forward. Well, let's see what Snoopy and the Baron are up to this year.
And now, with a report on the Christmas Truce Talks, we switch you to Red Sector 1, somewhere behind the lines. Here, in Red Sector, with a snow-covered tent less than 10 yards from where I am speaking, the fate of the proposed Christmas truce is being decided by representatives of each nation. Time is the key word here today, for rumor has it that the Germans may take advantage of today's clear skies and mount an all-out offensive with von Richthofen's flying circus providing air cover. Just at this moment, coming out of the truce tent, I think I recognize Colonel Percy Devonshire of the British truce team. We shall try and get a word in with the Colonel. Oh, Colonel Devonshire! I wonder, sir, if you can tell us how the talks are progressing and if you see a solution in sight.
Quite frankly, it seems to me that the Kaiser's emissary is merely stalling for time and that negotiations are not far from breaking down. I would like to add, however, that an alert has been issued to all Allied fighting services in case this stalling tactic is indeed being used to get the German army into position for a sneak attack. If you will look just there to the aerodrome, you'll see our aircraft warming up and waiting for our signal in case of a breakdown in the truce talks. Forgive me for
interrupting, Colonel, but isn't that von Klug, the German emissary, coming out of the truce tent?
Why, yes, it is. Please excuse me. I must return to the general.
The sounds which I'm sure you must be hearing are coming from the direction of the truce tent, which has just been emptied of all its occupants. The truce talks are over. And here, in an official bulletin just handed me, is the news we have all been waiting to hear. The Christmas truce has been signed. And so, after a long and tedious... What's that? Oh, no, the planes of the aerodrome are all taking off. Colonel, hasn't the word of the truce reached them yet? Something has gone wrong. Stand by, please. And now, here, the bulletin just handed me may be the reason for our planes taken to the skies. Due to a possible break in communications, the planes of the Richthofen Flying Circus have just been sighted, passing over the line. So the Baron is at it again, and the Allies have sent their planes skyward to meet the threat. We can only hope that all of the ships pass in the sky and return to base safely. Meanwhile, on the Western Front, the war has stopped, except for a scattered cannon fire on the horizon.
The news news had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. It was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. He spied the Red Baron, and fiercely they fought. With ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, rang up from the land, asking peace of all the world and goodwill to man. The Baron had Snoopy dead in his sights. He reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below? Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man. The Baron made Snoopy fly to the Rhine and forced him to land behind the enemy lines. Snoopy was certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out,
Merry Christmas, my friend!
The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on their way, each knowing they'd meet on some other day.